DW.
Well, what we're going to do, we're going to be dropped off just after the dive site that's called Rock Pile.
Lars Bosman is a diving instructor from the Netherlands. Here on the Caribbean island of Bonaire, he teaches people more than the usual scuba diving know-how. He shows them how to grow and restore coral reefs.
As soon as I got on the island, I became interested in the coral restoration project. And the reason why is because it's one of those things where you can actually do something. A lot of environmental projects is about not doing something, but here we are actually helping to rebuild the reef. It's like a reforestation project, but then underwater.
On a small boat about a mile off Bonaire's coast, Lars and the diving students prepare their underwater expedition.
We wait on the surface until we are all together before we drop down. Yeah? Okay.
They dive down a few meters until they reach a coral nursery. Small pieces of coral hang on metal braces which dangle about in the waves. Here, different species of coral are cultivated to be added to and help nurse damaged reefs back to health. Lars shows his students how to take care of the corals. This includes cleaning off algae to prevent the corals from being overgrown. The push to restore Bonaire's coral reefs to their former glory began in 2012 with the help of Florida's Coral Restoration Foundation. But why would you need to restore coral reefs in Bonaire anyway? After all, the Caribbean island is known as a diver's paradise. This is Francesca Verdes from the Coral Restoration Foundation in Bonaire.
Nowadays we have a lot of divers, but most of them started diving only recently, so they don't see the difference. They think that the reef that we have today is pristine as it was 20 years ago, when in reality it's not like that. We have some species that we are missing, and some species of corals are endangered, so we need to do something, otherwise we will lose them forever.
The coastal areas and reefs of Bonaire are part of the Bonaire National Marine Park, which was established in 1979. The park is a biodiversity hotspot and boasts an abundance of marine life, not to mention the variety of corals. But environmentalists are particularly worried about staghorn and elkhorn corals. These species grow in shallow water and form three-dimensional networks, providing shelter for young fish. Both species are now endangered in the Caribbean, says Valeria Pesch, a German marine researcher from the University of Wageningen in the Netherlands.
Both species have been dwindling since the 1980s. Also here, in the shallow water, you can see the dead corals, the rubble. Everywhere where there's sand now, where there's nothing, there used to be fields of staghorn corals.
In 1999, Hurricane Lenny swept through the Caribbean, passing about 150 miles north of Bonaire. A storm generated by Lenny hit Bonaire, damaging many of its reefs, hitting staghorn corals especially hard. But Francesca Verdes says hurricanes are not to blame for the current coral crisis.
The hurricanes are not completely the bad guys, because hurricane has been always existing. The reef was always able to recover fast after hurricane events, so hurricanes are nature events. The problem is now reefs are very stressed because of the warmer water temperature, because of diseases, because of pollution. So when you put on top of this the hurricane, then for the reef is very hard to recover.
Lars and his two students, Becky and Leister, docked the boat at the pier. The two American volunteers are coral enthusiasts, so much so, 17 years ago, they married underwater on the Great Barrier Reef, and today, they live here on Bonaire Island.
I've been swimming in the mornings over their garden out here, and I've seen over the years the change in how they've grown, and I got really interested in being a part of that now that I live here.
Because here you create a gap due to the two legs.
Okay. Yes. I thought I wasn't thinking about that.
Becky and Leister are now practicing with Lars how to transplant corals from the nursery to the reef. In Florida, where there is a lot of hard, rocky underground, the corals are simply glued to the bottom to continue growing there. On Bonaire, however, with so much soft sand underground, Francesca and her colleagues from the Coral Restoration Foundation have had to develop another method. They construct cubes made from bamboo, which they pin into the sand using metal rods. Lars is demonstrating how best to fix corals on those bamboo structures. The coral has to rest with two contact points on a bamboo stick.
And then you will put a zip tie around it. And a second one. Okay, now we come, you see, the coral can still rotate. That's not good. So we need to fix it. You should take the pliers. You start working with the pliers.
Yeah, like this.
And make sure that the lock is underneath the coral.
There is just one thing that Lars, Francesca, and the others are unhappy with. Zip ties are plastic, and plastic does not belong in the ocean. But so far, they haven't found an alternative method to fix the corals tightly enough so that the waves don't wash them away.
Okay. Job well done. Now we're going to do it in the water.
After Becky and Leister return from this dive, they will be certified coral restoration divers. They are keen to work as volunteers, especially after they have seen how big the restored coral reef has become over the years.
It's exciting to see that and know that you can really make an impact because our reef is so important to our whole earth, to us, and people don't realize that.
Volunteers like Becky and Leister have so far helped to transplant 12,000 corals from the Bonaire's nurseries to its reefs. And everyone is keeping their fingers crossed that the reefs grow strong enough before the next hurricane passes by.
DW